This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial on in toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so connect with us in the way that works best for you. And the us tonight is me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
So, again, we'll talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. There's a story coming out of a website that really seems to be very busy with content, the Free Thought Project. I don't know who's behind this site, but they've constantly got interesting news stories to talk about, and you know, normally there's some sort of version of that story that is being reported in the mainstream media as well. So this is cited from WPXI.com. Man facing charges for hanging an American flag upside down and spray painting it. According to the Free Thought Project and WPXI, a man in Blair County, Pennsylvania, said he was standing up for his American Indian heritage and expressing his beliefs when he donned the American flag upside down on the outside of his house and then spray-painted it. But the fascist police in Blair County quickly saw an opportunity for oppression and came a-stomping. I was offended by it when I first saw it. I had an individual stop here at the station, a female who was in the military, and she was very offended by it, said Allegheny Township Police Assistant Chief L.J. Berg.
Yes, they will be offended.
Apparently, Chief Berg and other neighbors of oppression haven't seen the thousands of veterans and active-duty military in this country who also have flown the flags upside down. And then the Free Thought Project inputs a couple of photos of some people in military garb. You know, looks like a sailor in one of them, or a Marine perhaps, and then an Army guy in another, both holding flags in a protest manner, by one guy by a street, upside down. Maybe it's not as offensive to people if it's actually somebody who's in the military who is flying the flag upside down.
This happened in another county, Buncombe County, a few years ago. In Asheville, somebody was flying a flag upside down, and I think a county sheriff was upset by it and forced his way into the home, maybe. Had some kind of altercation with the people. Pete Eyre went down there and talked to those people later, and that's all I remember about it.
In this case, he has been charged. Comrade Berg took down the flag and charged Joshua Brubaker with desecration and insults to the American flag. I'll bring you the actual story here from WPXI.com. Police said what he did was inexcusable. And she says, I removed it from the building, folded it properly, and seized it as evidence, said Berg. This is the police assistant chief. Brubaker defended his actions, said he never meant to upset or offend anyone. He said he and his wife are of American Indian heritage and are passionate about the American Indian movement, specifically in the Midwest. He says, I found that Wounded Knee is up for sale, not only privately but commercially. It's just not right. And simply because I express myself in a way that somebody else doesn't like or agree with doesn't mean I should be persecuted for having beliefs. With many of his own family members serving in the military at one point in their lives, Brubaker said the flag should give him the right to express his beliefs. Now, point of clarification. Rights don't come from a flag. The flag doesn't give you anything. It's just an inanimate object. It's a piece of cloth. And rights come from, if they exist at all, and I think that they're a good idea, so let's believe in them. Rights come from mutual agreement. Rights are innately human. And some would argue that animals have rights. That's a whole other conversation to have. But rights are something that we grant each other. This is how I see it. And then Johnny Ray, I'd love to hear if you differ on sort of rights theory or whatever. But because rights are a good idea, the idea of respecting what other people believe, even if or tolerating it, even if you don't agree with it, respecting their rights to live their lives how they want to. It's a good concept for people to embrace. It's something that we should have by virtue of being alive, not because of some flag or because somebody in the military went over and died in the dirt in another country under the orders of a politician. So that's, to me, rights don't come from that.
Yeah, to me, rights are just freedoms you have that it would be wrong, according to me, for someone else to try to take away from you. And rights are, you're born with them. Governments cannot give you rights. All they can do is take them away from you.
And in this case, they are taking away this man's property. Number one, this was his house. He hung the flag outside of his house, upside down. He wrote, looks like the letters AIM on it. I'm not so sure what that stands for, and the story doesn't mention it here. But whatever it is, American Indian Movement, perhaps, that would be my guess. Because he says he's affiliated with the American Indians. And so he's very, very upset, and rightfully so. He's now facing criminal charges over this. And I have to wonder, how many times have people in this this man's area, and this is Blair County, Pennsylvania, by the way, we're talking about, how many people have been charged with flag desecration? And how many of those people who have been charged with flag desecration have actually not taken the plea deal? Because a lot of times when the government's coming at you with a criminal charge, it's a scary process. It's intimidating. They've designed a system that is made to be intimidating, that it's confusing. It's something that you don't want to be a part of. You don't want to have anything to do with it. You just want to make it go away, typically. So if anybody else has been charged with this in the past, how many of them have actually gone to trial? And will this man go to trial? That remains to be seen.
Ian, according to Wikipedia, the United States Supreme Court in Texas v. Johnson and reaffirmed in U.S. v. Eichmann has ruled that due to the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, it is unconstitutional for a government, whether federal, state, or municipal, to prohibit the desecration of a flag due to its status as symbolic speech. However, content-neutral restrictions may still be imposed to regulate the time, place, and manner of such expression.
So they've given themselves some sort of a window there, some kind of a loophole, but I don't know if it'll apply in this case. I mean, time, content, manner, I mean, he's in his house.
You're allowed to burn the flag on the first Tuesday of the month, but at no other time.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how this pans out. I sure hope that he goes ahead and doesn't take the plea deal and goes to trial on this one. With many of his own family members serving the military, he goes on, he says, if I don't have a right to fly that flag upside down, which means a sign of distress, which this country is in so much distress right now, he says, then what's the point of having it? Authorities say there are other ways he could have expressed himself other than defacing a symbol so many have fought hard to protect. Berg, the police officer, says people have made too many sacrifices to protect the flag, and to have this happen in my community, I'm not happy with that. Brubaker says he wishes those who were offended would have come to him, so he could have explained his position. He is facing misdemeanor charges and hopes police will reconsider.
If you get upset because someone else dishonors a symbol that's important to you, and you're willing to lay hands on somebody for that, that's a sign of childishness and a simple mind.
It certainly is. I mean, this is outrageous, and I wonder if there's anybody out there in the listening audience who thinks that what is happening to this man, criminal charges, is the right way to handle things. Are you happy about this? Do you think this guy should be facing jail time? Do you think he should be facing any kind of punishment for doing this? There are a lot of symbols out there in the world. The world's full of symbols, and many of them are very meaningful to some people, but you have to, in a supposedly free place, you have to steel yourself to the idea that somebody might disrupt your symbol. They might take your symbol and do something that is offensive with it. Certainly, people in various religions have seen their symbols defaced in a variety of ways, whether it be their favorite holy book set aflame, or perhaps something else, you know, happening to something else, you know, burning a cross or whatever. So there's terrible things that can be done to desecrate a variety of symbols out there. And people do these things because they know it gets a rise out of folks. They take these actions because they know. And he's acting like, I didn't know anything would happen. I don't know if I believe him on that one.
Yeah, I'm not buying that necessarily either.
Regardless of what he knew would happen or what he expected would happen, maybe he didn't think he'd get arrested for it, because that seems pretty ridiculous. But anyway, would love to get your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Desecration of the flag. Should it be a criminal act? Apparently it is in Pennsylvania. 855-450-FREE. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include archives that go all the way back to late 2006. Now, we've talked a lot about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, and you've been probably thinking about Bitcoin. If you haven't pulled the trigger yet and gotten yourself some Bitcoin, we'll tell you about how to do that a little bit later on tonight. But if you're already on board, if you're ready to move forward, if you've got a, if you're a business person and you've got a physical location where you do business and you'd like to accept Bitcoin from your customers, we've got a solution for you. Blockchain.com has launched a market business app that actually allows you to receive bitcoins. It won't allow you to send them out if, for instance, you don't want to have your employees being able to have access to your bank account. They should only be able to accept payments for you. So that's what the merchant app does over at blockchain.com. You know about blockchain.info if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while. That's where you can go to get your own free Bitcoin wallet for your personal purposes. But blockchain.com is their business side of their site, and that is where you can download their app for from the Google Play Store and install it. There's no ID requirements. There are no terms of service. You just get started with zero fees from blockchain.com and make it easy to accept Bitcoin at your business. Again, that's blockchain.com. So the story that we started the show out here tonight with is about flag, not flag burning, but flag desecration, as it is called. There's a man who is being charged criminally in Blair County, Pennsylvania, with flag desecration. And I think it's absolutely shocking. It's horrifying what they're doing to this guy. He's acting like he's surprised about it. And I can't say I'm too surprised about how people are behaving around this. People are very attached to this particular symbol. And indeed, the police chief here, or not the chief, but one of the cops who was involved in the arrest, assistant chief, Chief Berg, says, "People have made too many sacrifices to protect the flag. And to have this happen in my community, well, I'm not happy with that." Well, I'm sorry, but if you're not happy with it, the right way to deal with that situation is to express yourself. The right way to handle offensive speech is to speak more, in my opinion. And we've had an issue here actually recently, Johnny Ray. I don't know if you're familiar with what went on in Keene's Central Square this weekend with the war on smiley faces.
No, I'm not aware.
So Saturday, there were for several days, I guess, there have been over the last week or so, there have been some conflicts in Keene Central Square between liberty activists who have been drawing with chalk on the sidewalks there and some other places, but drawing on with chalk, which, you know, tends to wash away with the first rainfall. With, you know, that's how it goes. But some people don't like that, and they've come out and they've attempted to put a stop to it. They've brought out brooms. They've brought out water. And they've been destroying this beautiful chalk artwork that people have been putting down. So Saturday, liberty activists went out again to Central Square in Keene. They brought with them lots of chalk, and it looked like, I didn't go out Saturday, I didn't see this in person, but from the video footage that I saw, it looked like they'd covered pretty much every part of all of the pavement in Central Square with smiley faces. And, you know, the occasional heart and other things. But for the most part, smiley faces, all in chalk. And at some point, while the activists were still in the park, a couple of people who are part of a group called Stop Free Keene showed up with push brushes and water jugs, began filling the water jugs from the fountain that's there. And that may be illegal, by the way, taking water from the fountain for the purpose of just pouring it wherever, just taking the water, period. If it were liberty activists who were taking the water, I suspect the police would have found a reason to mess with us for that. But regardless, they were taking water from this fountain and pouring it all over the beautiful smiley faces. And it was a tragic smiley genocide that went on in Keene's Central Square this weekend. The activists diligently continued, even in the company of these destructors, these people who are there to destroy the artwork, they continued to chalk smiley faces. So even on the wet pavement, the activists continued to chalk. Apparently this went on, I don't know for how long, but until it took them a while, right? Because they were literally scrubbing every inch of this
of the, and it's not a huge park, but there's a fair amount of pavement in Central Square. They literally scrubbed it all clean, so it took them as long as it took them to do that, and eventually they left. The activists continued to chalk after they left. The next day, activists came back at around noon, and the chalkings were still there. The remainder chalkings from the previous night were still there. We then added more, so I took part on Sunday, and we added more smiley faces and other drawings, and Mariah, one of the activists in the area, made a very beautiful chalk painting sort of thing on the ground. And the next day, apparently, they were removed sometime in the morning as well. So the war on chalk, the war on smileys has escalated here in Keene, New Hampshire.
The war between Free Keene and Stop Free Keene.
Well, I'm not interested in personally being in a war with anybody. I love Stop Free Keene and the people that are involved in it. I know that they're just mistaken. They're our brothers and sisters, and they're wrong about the Liberty community. They're confused about the people here. And many of them don't want to learn the truth about their neighbors. You know, they're upset. They feel like their perfect little town has been disrupted by those dastardly liberty activists with their Topless Tuesdays, which was years ago, and the 420 celebrations. You know, everybody has their thing that they're upset about. It was interesting. I was reading the Times of London article today, which came out yesterday, actually. There was a feature piece about Free Keene and the Free State Project. And the Times reporter actually went downtown to talk to people on the streets, said he got mixed reactions from folks. For instance, one of the people who's a barber downtown likes a lot of the things that liberty activists have done in Keene. But the barber said, "We crossed the line when there was a mass haircutting civil disobedience that happened."
Seriously, wow.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, Johnny, right? I've been here a long time, so have you. I don't remember a mass haircutting civil disobedience. I do remember Kat Canning one year doing an illegal haircut out in front of the courthouse, but I don't remember a mass haircutting event. I don't recall anything more than one haircutter and one haircuttee.
There was a, I wouldn't go so far as to call it a mass haircutting, although it was multiple individuals staged by myself, Ian, and you may remember as I continue to go on, but a few years ago I had a moonshine and haircutting party at my house where I had distilled some alcohol, several gallons worth of alcohol in my kitchen, and I had a party and I was, and people were buying haircuts and moonshine, and we gave the proceeds, which were modest, to St. Jude's. But
wow.
There was that, but it wasn't publicized.
Yeah,
I would be surprised if this barber would have known.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Like, well, apparently we missed out on this haircut, mass haircutting civil disobedience that happened in Keene that apparently offended this guy. We'll come back with more here in moments. If you want to comment on the man with the American flag, the smiley face genocide, whatever you want, goes here on Free Talk Live at 855-453.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Coming up very soon, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. At this point, Johnny Ray, we are just over 1 month away from Porkfest 2014. It's going to be the 11th annual, and it's happening June 22nd through the 29th. That will be a Sunday through a Sunday, and it's going to be a great time. If you've never been to Porkfest, you want to make sure you come to this one. It's going to be huge. Last year, there were over 1,500 people. Maybe we'll push 2,000 this year. Who knows what the total numbers are going to be, but it's a blast. There are hundreds of people, over 1,000 people likely, that'll come together, the same campground for 1 week's time, many of them coming on during the week. Like last year, I was blown away at how many people were there on Monday and Tuesday. So it just seems to keep getting bigger earlier on in the week, year after year. And, of course, it really blows up on the weekend. So even if you can't dedicate an entire week to spending it in New Hampshire, you should at least dedicate the weekend of the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And come on out and check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a great experience because you get to be around other people who actually care about freedom, people who understand what liberty is all about, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom means you should be able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. And that should include being able to hold, you know, hang a flag upside down or write something on that flag or whatever. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project, which is a longer-term idea of moving people like you and I, Johnny Ray, to New Hampshire. You and I are early movers for the Free State Project. And we're still trying to get to 20,000 people who are going to pledge to move here. We've got over 15,500 now who are currently pledged, and a good chunk of those people are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So you get a taste of what it's like in New Hampshire during the summertime. You get to experience what being around liberty-oriented neighbors is like, and the community, which is unprecedented that we have here. Go to porkfest.com and check out the website. Get registered. You can still buy tickets online through the end of this month. Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. It's coming up fast. It'll be here before you know it. June 22nd through the 29th. Look forward to seeing you there because we're broadcasting live every night. Darren is in Utah to start things out here. Darren, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's not Darren, it's Aaron, but that's fine.
I apologize. Board off's supposed to ask people how they spell their names, and I guess he presumed he understood you. So go ahead.
No, you're fine. No biggie. No biggie at all. I get called worse things. So, hey, big fan of the show, and plan on Porkfest and things like that.
Great.
Excited about that. So I'm always glad to hear you guys plug that. Hey, I want to take some issue, though, with your characterization of those coming and cleaning the streets, the smiley-faced terrorists versus the smiley-faced activists. I think that they have every right to, meaning these smiley-faced terrorists, to come in and clean the streets.
They certainly do.
With water and with brushes, even though it's degrading somebody's artwork that they have just spent time on. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I think that they have the same right or same liberty to go out and on those streets to clean them or to put artwork on them or do it just like your Free Keen people are doing. And I just wanted to make sure that...
I totally agree with you. If I said they didn't have a right, then I must have misspoken. I don't think I've said they didn't have a right to do that. But they have a right
to come out. This is the characterization. That's what I'm disagreeing with, because it makes it sound like, smiley face genocide, like these guys are doing some horrible thing.
In my opinion. I think it is horrible what they're doing. I mean, what kind of person destroys a smiley face? I mean, you've got to be a real, I think it reveals some level of who they really are, their kind of personality. I mean, there were kids out there chalking smiley faces. It wasn't, just adults. So they were destroying the artwork of children.
I'm on board with the campaign. I get that. But I don't necessarily think they're horrible people for being activists of their own kind and being,
I don't think they're horrible people. As I said before, they're just misguided. Our misguided brothers and sisters who think that they believe that the liberty activists are horrible people. They say very insulting things on their Stop Free Keen ! Facebook group.
Yeah, that's not cool at all. I don't think that's cool. I just want to make sure that everybody knows out there, us liberty-minded people, we respect the fact that you're being an activist for your own cause, as long as it's not infringing or hurting other people. We don't necessarily agree with the smiley face genocide. We don't like that. I don't like that. I don't think it's very cool. But at the same time, I do have to yield and recognize that they do have the ability to come wash those streets right when I'm drawing smiley faces.
So, they certainly
do. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, they absolutely have the right. They have the ability. It's the commons. In fact, not only do they have the right to, to come in and wash it away, but they also would have had the right to write over it. In the same way that, have you ever seen one of these graffiti walls, Johnny Ray, where,
sure.
On Venice Beach in California, I was there visiting briefly, during a convention one year. I saw these walls that somebody had donated, I guess, or maybe the town had put up, that essentially they exist for graffiti purposes. So the idea is, put a place for people to do graffiti, and then maybe there won't be as much graffiti in the, on private property. Is, I think, the idea behind these walls.
Uh-huh.
And so they're constantly being, it's basically a wall with two sides that just kind of sits out on the beach, and there's always people out there tagging those walls. And so if you were to put some graffiti art up on that wall, it might stay for 24 hours, but I don't think it would last much longer than that. Because there's always somebody out there just tagging right over on top of it. And it's just kind of the rules of the game. It's public property. It's up there for use in that way. And the people that are using that understand it. If you want to immortalize it, then take a picture of it, because it might not be there tomorrow. And in the same way with chalking, I mean, the person who chalks certainly cannot expect for their artwork to stay for a variety of reasons. It could rain in another hour. It could the next day somebody could come chalk over it, or, as these folks have done, brush it away. And it's just that not only, yes, they do have the right to do what they did, but it still doesn't feel right, does it?
To you, I'm ambivalent towards the smiley face.
You're okay with it? You
genocide.
Think it's fine to just destroy smiley faces?
Yes, especially if it's from children.
You support even more if it's a child smiley face.
That is a joke, but...
Because I suspect that these same people who are erasing the activist smiley faces, had they come across the two little girls that were out there on Sunday who were chalking smiley faces and other things, you know, that whatever it is they felt inspired to chalk,
mm-hmm.
had they been the only ones in the park doing chalking on that day, I suspect... and if the Stop Freaking people saw them doing it, I suspect their chalkings would be left alone.
Yeah, I would not be ambivalent towards someone deliberately washing away a child's chalked artwork. However, what happened was there were people who were chalking as a form of political protest, even mm-hmm. though they were smiley faces. That chalking is kind of an M.O. of Freaking. So then the Stop Freaking
people... M.O. of Freeking. It's an M.O. of, in this case, Garrett Ian, who's one of the more prolific chalkers. He's a blogger at Freaking. But I would say the majority of the bloggers are not chalkers at Freaking.
I contend...
I did chalk on Sunday.
That the chalking on Sunday was a political statement, and the washing off of the chalk was also a political statement,
mm-hmm.
and I'm indifferent to both acts. I'm kind of a soft-spoken person, Ian. I don't usually give my opinion unless someone asks me for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of look down my nose at writing political slogans on the sidewalk with chalk. However, it being the commons, I also sort of perversely support things that upset people in the commons because I don't like the idea of communal property where you're forced into...
So wait, does that mean you support both the smileys being chalked and the removal of the smileys because some people would be upset by both of those actions?
I do support both actions.
Does that mean you also supported Anarcho Jesse years ago when he burned three flags in Central Square, the City of Keene, no, not City of Keene, the State of New Hampshire, the United States and the UN flag.
Yes.
You support him on that.
Yes. More so than the chalking. I'm not sure exactly why right now. I'm turning it over in my head.
Well, let's talk about that coming up here in moments.
Probably because the flag burns and it turns to ash and blows away.
I did post a picture, by the way, of Jesse lighting up the New Hampshire state flag. It's a really good photo from Wikipedia. It's on our Facebook page. We'll come back with more here in moments. Your thoughts are welcome.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days. With just one capsule a day, be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Maybe you would like to comment on the man in trouble in Pennsylvania for hanging a flag upside down and writing AIM on it. Stands for American Indian Movement. So he's looking at a misdemeanor charge at least for this, possibly up to a year in jail. I don't know if it's Class A or whatever it is, but there could be jail time involved in this. And we kind of got into another conversation about things that are offensive to people, because people who burn the flag are generally seen as very offensive. Like, that action is seen as an offensive action. People are upset by it. One lady on our Facebook profile says, "Desecration of the American flag is not acceptable. Sorry if you don't agree." Well, I'm sorry if it's not acceptable to you. You don't have to look. You could just turn away and go in a different direction if somebody's doing something that you find unacceptable. Because there's a lot of things that people can do that are upsetting or unacceptable. Would love to get your thoughts. You shouldn't be free from offense in a free country, in a supposedly free country. Now, we know it's not free. We know America is, in a lot of ways, an unfree place. But in theory, if it were actually free, then you shouldn't be able to just claim that you've been offended and use that as the excuse to take somebody's stuff, to take their property, or in this case, to take their person, to take their actual human body and put them in a cage. Sorry, that's not acceptable. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And I want to make sure you know about DoorDevil.com. That's where you can go to learn more about the DoorDevil. And whether you've spent hundreds of dollars in an alarm system for your home or not, spending the $60 to permanently reinforce your door is a smart move, because the door is the very place the burglars are statistically most likely to attack. That's because burglars know that, unlike window entries, the door entry, if there's an alarm system, they know they've got a minute or two to go and, you know, the homeowner, who's normally coming through the front door has a minute or two to get to that location where the alarm box is and punch in the code to stop the alarm from going off. So they know they have a little more time
right.
to come through the door. So you load up on the door devil, which I had my handyman install here at the LRN.FM studio, and it really shores up the door in a very effective manner. He was really impressed with it. And the price is right. $60 could put a stop to a break-in. So go and check it out at DoorDevil.com. That's DoorDevil.com.
The second time I was robbed when I lived here on Church Street here in Keene, the first time I was robbed by the police, they took my still. But the second time I got robbed, I had my Xbox stolen and my Wii stolen, and I can't remember what else, but the door was kicked in.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just put their boot to it and kicked it right in.
Had your landlord had the door devil, it could have changed how that panned out. So check it out at doordevil.com. We'll continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Johnny Ray, you were just telling us that you thought that burning the flag, you kind of support the idea of doing offensive things in public. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, all of my sensibilities kind of go out the window when it comes to the common spaces, when it comes to public property, because I'm so opposed to the whole notion of public property that people get a free pass. They can do whatever they want.
So you supported Topless Tuesdays, 420 celebrations, open container in the park. Wouldn't support. Just open sex in the park, would you be behind that?
By that rule, yes, I would. And, right. You know, I walked down Main Street with an open beer. I got cited for drinking beer in Central Square in the middle of the day.
And that was the day I was arrested for standing in front of the police car, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not really, I don't think, a very classy thing to do, but I did it because of my hatred for public property.
What ended up happening with that charge? You went to court, right?
Oh, gosh.
Because I feel like I remember, seeing them pull a beer can out of a plastic Ziploc bag.
Yes.
And putting it up on the stand or whatever.
Yes, I had a trial, and I simply asked the officer whether or not he had seen me, I don't know, harming any person or their property.
Which, of course, he had not.
And he said, no, I did not. And then I was found guilty and charged, and I paid the fine.
You did?
Yes. If memory serves. There were so many people there that, no, I got community service. I told the judge that I could not pay. And then when the trial was over, the police officer came out and shook my hand. It was amazing.
How about that? Let's go to the phones and get your thoughts here. Derek is on the line in Minnesota, northern part of the state, listening to WNMT. Hey there, Derek.
Hey, good show, guys.
Welcome, sir.
First-time caller for you.
All right.
Been listening for quite a while and interesting. As far as the flag goes, I have a Dodge pickup, a blue Dodge pickup, and I proudly fly the flag upside down on my tailgate. And I rewrote the Pledge of Allegiance for it.
Is it painted on, Derek?
Oh, go ahead and give us your pledge.
Is the flag painted on?
It's decaled on.
Okay.
And it's a bright blue Dodge truck, so it turned out perfect. And it says, I pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation in distress with liberty and justice for some.
Now, is this actually written, it's stenciled onto the back of the truck as well?
Yes, it is.
Now, what kind of response, and how long have you had this, and what kind of response do you get from people on the road and in parking lots?
Well, a lot of people don't understand flying the flag upside down as a national distress signal.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Boyington used it in World War II. And, you know, they come up to you and they look at you and say, why are you disrespecting the flag? I'm not disrespecting it. I'm an ex-Marine. I used to put colors up every morning and take them down at night. And it's a national distress signal. And the way I feel is we are a nation in distress.
And does that pretty much handle the objection? I mean, because, you know, if you can play the military card, and Johnny Ray can play the military card having been in the Marines, was it, Johnny Ray?
Right.
And I cannot play this card. But if you have that card to play, I imagine that changes how people will approach you. So, like, they'll approach you thinking you're just some jerk who doesn't like the flag, and then they find out that you're actually former military and this is a protest. Does it change their tune at all?
Yes, it seems to. People then seem to kind of have a little bit more respect for you.
Mm-hmm.
And even at my house, when I put the flag up for Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and stuff, Marine Corps birthday, I fly it upside down.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it now for 3 years.
What was it that kind of set you off? Was there a kind of the final straw that made you decide, all right, that's it, I'm going out there, I'm going to make this protest my protest, and, you know, what was it?
Just the way the country's heading. Everything that, older generations fought for to get this country going, and now we're going backwards faster than than you could believe.
Derek, I can appreciate the frustration, and I appreciate your story tonight. Anything else you want to share from your experience?
Oh, that's it for tonight.
All right, Derek.
It's the first time I could interject something in a conversation that guys are having.
Welcome aboard. Thanks for calling Free Talk Live. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I asked the question, Johnny Ray, on our Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Facebook responses. The question I'd asked was, where is the crime in flag desecration? I'm talking about the original story of the guy who hung a flag outside of his house, and he wrote AIM. It was an upside-down flag, and he's now facing criminal charges. Matthew Stiltner says, if you were in the military and a flag upside down is what offends you, I have to ask, did you truly realize what you were even fighting for then? You were fighting for the right to hang that flag upside down, right side up, and inside out. You were also fighting for it to wave high and burn fast. They are all symbols of the freedom that we should fully enjoy. You don't have to agree with it. You just have to understand that you can't have one side without the other.
That's what they tell us as soldiers that we're fighting for.
The freedom?
Yeah, it's propaganda. We're fighting to advance the interests of the politically connected, the business interests often of the politically connected in Washington, D.C.
Well, that much is certainly true, although it might be hard to express that message in a flag-burning protest, which, of course, is really the biggest objection that I have to burning the flag, is that it's not a very communicative form of protest. Because if somebody just drives by or whatever and they see someone burning a flag, they don't really know what that's all about. They don't know what the motivation is. They don't know what the message is besides flames being set to something that they probably have some sort of warm spot in their heart for. And so I think that it's not the best form of activism. All that said, I did think Anarcho Jesse's classic flag burn here, it's apparently an iconic one, it's on the Wikipedia article, was probably the best one I'd ever seen, because he burned three flags, different flags. Hour two's coming up.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. and we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.